This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Rocco Baldelli will not be back with the Twins in 2026. The team announced yesterday that after a 92-loss season, it'll look in a new direction for team manager. Baldelli's the third winningest manager in franchise history. The Wolves open training camp today with high hopes. Star player Anthony Edwards says,
"The most important thing that I've learned, like the teams that go deep in the playoffs, they're together. Like, they really care about each other. And, like, it's easy to say, like, we brothers and act like it, but like I think it starts in the summertime, and it's just things guys don't know because we're not used to winning. You know what I'm saying? So I think winning starts with being together. It starts in the summertime, man. We gotta be together. We gotta be a team. We can't wait till the All-Star break to try to become a team. We gotta do it now."
The Wolves will play the Nuggets in a preseason game this Saturday in San Diego. The Vikings will be without right tackle Brian O'Neill. He suffered a knee injury in Sunday's loss to Pittsburgh in Dublin. Multiple media reports say it's an MCL injury, which means it won't be season-ending. The Purple's in London now to take on the Browns on Sunday morning. Golden Gopher quarterback Drake Lindsey's been named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Head coach P.J. Fleck says his quarterback play is with more urgency than most redshirt freshmen do.
"He doesn't feel like, oh, I've got all this time. Nope. Every day is like the Super Bowl to him. That's the way he practices. That's the way he watches film. That's the way he leads his football team. And I think the team really, really believes in him. And we have a lot of young players with that type of feel. I mean, you're starting to see what Jalen Smith, when I told you about Jalen Smith, I said how much we believe in him. You're starting to see that come out. There's just a lot of young players. And with young players come development. But this is a developmental program."
Lindsey threw for 324 yards and three TDs in Saturday's win over Rutgers. One of those strikes did go to Jalen Smith of Mankato. The Gophers are 3-1. They'll take on top-ranked Ohio State this Saturday night. The Wild are home tonight. They've got a preseason NHL game against the Winnipeg Jets in St. Paul at 7. This is MNN Sports.